Chapter 3. Say Nothing. In the apprentice's house, George and Albert led Robert and Lucy to the kitchen. They found Mr. Willow putting logs in a pile and Mrs. Willow lifting a large tray of bread out of a big black oven.
"That smells nice," said Albert.
He sniffed the air and licked his lips.
"It's soup and bread for your supper tonight," smiled Mrs. Willow.
Then she noticed Robert and Lucy.
"Hello, who are you?"
"This is Robert and this is Lucy," said George. "They are the new apprentices."
"How do you do?"
asked Mrs. Willow. She wiped her hands on her apron and shook hands with them.
"Very well, thank you, Mrs. Willow," replied Robert.
"Pleased to meet you," said Lucy.
"I don't remember Mr. Bleak saying that any new apprentices were arriving," said Mr. Willow.
He looked puzzled. Robert and George looked at each other. What should they do?
"Mr. Bleak probably forgot," said George quickly. "He's a very busy man."
Mr. Willow thought for a moment and then nodded.
"Yes, that's probably it," he agreed. "He's been too busy to tell me."
Robert breathed a quiet sigh of relief.
"That was quick thinking by George," he thought.
"Supper is ready,"
sang out Mrs. Willow.
"Go and sit down with the others at the table."
The children sat down at a long wooden table. Lots of other children were there waiting for their food. They stared at Robert and Lucy.
"Who are you?"
asked a little boy sitting opposite them.
"I'm Robert, and this is my cousin Lucy," answered Robert. "We're the new apprentices."
"Have you met Mr. Bleak yet?"
asked a little girl.
"Not yet," replied Lucy. "George says he's not very nice."
The other children looked at each other and shook their heads sadly.
"Just keep out of his way," warned a bigger boy who was sitting next to Robert. "He's a dangerous man."
Just then, Mrs. Willow brought in a large bowl of soup and a plate of bread. She spooned the soup into bowls, then handed each child a bowl and a thick slice of bread. Robert and Lucy didn't like the soup at all. It was thin and watery and it tasted of pepper.
"Is this all there is to eat?"
whispered Robert to Lucy. While the children ate their soup, Robert asked George why the children lived in the apprentice's house and not at home with their parents.
"Most of the children are orphans like Albert and me," explained George. "Our parents are dead. Some children have parents, but they want their children to be apprentices because you learn a trade and earn some money."
"Do they see their parents often?"
asked Lucy.
"Sometimes," replied George, "but not very often."
Lucy felt sad. She ate the rest of her meal in silence. When they finished their meal, Mr. Willow stood up and clapped his hands.
"Off to bed with you all," he called. "I want you up bright and early in the morning."
"Robert and Lucy will show you where to sleep," smiled Mrs. Willow. "Lucy, come with me."
"And Robert, come with me," said Mr. Willow.
Mr. Willow led Robert to Albert and George's bed.
"There are no more spare beds, so you will have to share with these two," he explained.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Willow took Lucy to the girls' dormitory to show her where to sleep.
"You can share with Amy," she said. "Good night, girls."
"Good night, Mrs. Willow,"
called out all the girls as she shut the door. Early next morning, while it was still dark, Mrs. Willow woke up everyone. Each girl was given a bowl of cold water to wash with. Lucy shivered. She quickly washed and dried herself on a thin grey towel. Lucy got ready very quickly and went outside to wait for the boys. As she waited, the factory bell rang. She looked at the clock on the factory wall. It was 6 o'clock and time to start work. All the children ran out of the house and towards the factory except for the boys. Suddenly they appeared.
Where have you been? Lucy asked. We'll be late for work at the factory. Everybody else has left already.
I'm sorry, Albert wouldn't get out of bed, explained George. We had to pull him out and dress him.
I'm too tired to work, said Albert crossly.
Don't be silly, said George. We have to work. We have no choice. Now come on, we're late. They all ran down to the factory. George pushed open the door and looked inside.
Come on, he whispered. Mr. Bleak's not here. Let's start working before he notices that we're late.
You are late, shouted a deep voice.
The children turned round to see a large, angry man standing over them. He was a tall, thin man with a long, thin face and a long, pointed nose. It was Mr. Bleak, and he looked angry.
Sorry, Mr. Bleak, muttered George nervously.
Mr. Bleak glared at the boys. Then he noticed Robert and Lucy.
And who are you? He asked. What are you doing here?
Please, sir, we are the new apprentices, said Robert. My name is Robert and this is Lucy.
Mr. Bleak looked surprised. He didn't recall Mr. Featherstone telling him there would be two new apprentices. Perhaps he forgot.
I see, he said. Well, you have all missed breakfast. The porridge and tea was handed out 5 minutes ago.
He turned to Robert.
You, boy, carry the cans of cotton to the spinning machines with George. Off you go.
Yes, sir, said Robert.
George led Robert to the cans of cotton. He showed Robert how to lift them. They were very heavy. Mr. Bleak turned his attention to Lucy.
You, girl, join the broken threads on the spinning machines. That girl over there will show you how to do it. And don't let me see you resting. What are you waiting for? Off you go, he said.
Lucy walked towards the girl, who smiled back at her. Quickly she showed Lucy how to tie the broken threads together on the spinning machine. She made it look very easy. After a while, Lucy managed to tie the broken threads a little better. The children worked hard all morning. Robert and George carried the heavy cans of cotton across the factory to the spinning machines. Lucy joined lots and lots of broken threads. It was very boring. Poor Albert had the worst job of all. He had to crawl under the machines to clean out the fluff while they were still working. It was very dangerous, and lots of children got injured doing it. At lunchtime, George, Robert and Lucy were given some bread and milk. They took it out into the factory yard and sat on a wall. They were all very hungry, and no one spoke until they finished eating. George wiped his mouth with the back of his hand.
That's better, he said.
Robert looked around the yard.
Where's Albert? He asked.
Usually he likes to eat his lunch with his friend Tom, replied George. But sometimes Mr. Bleak makes him work during the lunch break if he is late for work in the morning. Perhaps that's what he is doing.
Why does Albert work? Asked Lucy. He's only young.
Yes, he's only 7 years old, said George. We're not supposed to work until we are 9 years old. But Mr. Bleak likes to employ younger children because they are small enough to crawl under the machines to clean out the fluff.
That's awful, said Lucy. Why didn't you report Mr. Bleak to an inspector?
An inspector came last year to look round the factory, said George. But Mr. Bleak made sure everything looked all right. We had to lie about our ages, so the inspector never found out the truth.
Just then, a loud scream came from the factory.
Ah!
A man came running past them quickly.
Get Mr. Bleak, quickly!
He shouted to a woman nearby.
There's been an accident! A boy has been hurt!
Oh, no! Cried George. I hope it's not Albert!
The children ran into the factory. Inside, they found a group of people standing around a spinning machine. They pushed their way to the front of the crowd. Albert was lying on the ground. He had a deep cut on his head. Blood was trickling down his face onto the floor. He looked very pale and his eyes were closed.
"Is he alive?"
whispered Lucy. George patted Albert's face.
"Wake up, Albert," he said.
Albert groaned and opened his eyes.
"My head hurts. I hit it when I was under the machine,"
he explained. Mr. Bleak arrived and pushed his way to the front. Everyone else quickly moved out of his way.
"What's all this fuss?"
he shouted. He looked at Albert.
"It's only a little scratch. Get up, boy, and follow me. Mrs. Bleak will put some cream on that."
Mr. Bleak marched off to his office in the manager's house. Albert stood up. He felt very faint and had to sit down quickly.
"I'll help you," said Robert. "Lean on me."
Robert helped Albert into Mr. Bleak's office.
"What's the matter with him?" asked Mrs. Bleak. "He cut himself," replied Mr. Bleak. "Come here, boy," said Mrs. Bleak to Albert.
She put some cream on his wound.
"Ow! It stings!" cried Albert.
"Don't be such a baby," she snapped.
Robert was really cross. Mr. and Mrs. Bleak were so unkind to Albert.
"It's all your fault," he shouted at Mr. Bleak. "Albert's too young to work. He's only 7 years old. He shouldn't work until he is 9.
Mr. Bleak bent down so that his face was nearly touching Robert's.
"Listen to me, boy," he growled. "If you speak about this to anyone, George and Albert will lose their jobs. Do you understand me?"